Hello there. Martin's just asked me to sort of get up and just give a testimony of forgiveness. And I think just with that song there, I think there's, like, if you know me, I play the guitar, and in terms of worship, I think since I was about sort of 18, just always been like sort of worshiping God. But there came a period where I just could not bless the Lord, no matter what was like sort of, you know, just what was in me just wasn't coming out. I wasn't getting anything from God. And briefly, I had an issue that came about when it was 9/11, which I believe was around about 2001, which was like devastating for a lot of people. But I can remember watching that, and I was, I think it was at Edinburgh Castle, and I was stood there, like everybody was watching the TV rather than looking at this gorgeous sort of castle. What was devastating to me was not seeing the buildings coming down. It was seeing the people jumping out of the building. If you know me, my dad jumped off a bridge when I was 13 or so, which totally, I have no memory of my dad at all. And it was something that God had healed lots in me, especially when I'd sort of spent... been a Christian for a very, very long time, and I'm like sort of forgiving my dad and that. And there was like a time when I felt I'd actually forgiven him, and I felt at peace, like inside. And every so often it would come up. And usually, if you're in a Christian setting and someone finds out that your dad jumped off a bridge, then usually, oh, I will pray for that. And I think it did get to a point where I think I'm actually sort of healed within reason. I think there's still some daddy wounds that I've got to be healed. But when those buildings come down, and I saw this, well, you saw like it looked like a guy that was jumping out. A lot of memory, sort of, not of my dad, but like sort of just good grief, it hit me, and I got really, really, really drunk that night, and I was away from home, and I got myself in a really, really awkward situation. Which I won't go into, but it totally messed up my marriage and messed up my ministry, and I was absolutely devastated. So on my list of annoying, painful, devastating, it was very devastating. So that was 2001-ish, and I came back and I could not be a Christian. I went to church every week. I used to run the kids' work for about 7 years, and I gave that up. I just wanted to hide a lot, and I was drinking a lot, also. So I felt I had to stop that. And I was in an awesome church, Middlesbrough Community Church, with awesome people, and hearing about God's love for me. And I was in an awesome life group, or a cell group, or a house group, or a home group, whatever we called them. There was lots of names from them. And people were consoling me and telling me how much God loved me. Would that sink in? Not at all. I was really angry at God. I was angry at God that he'd let me get myself into this situation. And it felt like I'd been dealt a really, really bad set of cards, and I was like, I wasn't living life right, and so I was really angry, and I was a nightmare. Like, I'm a nightmare anyway, but I was if I was in your life group, if you said that the Holy Spirit was moving or that you had a word, it was like, really? And I was just devil's advocate. I was his number one, and I just wouldn't allow anybody to worship, pray or anything. And unfortunately, that sent me into depression for 10 years. For 10 years. And things sort of changed in the church. And I ended up coming here on that 10th year. And I did Route 61. When it came to the forgiveness time, I was quite shut down because I didn't really expect God to do anything in my life or help me. And I think it was only through the second time that I realised that I had to forgive God for him letting me down. Now, I know that, we can talk about whether he did or not, but I had to go through that. And I really had to forgive myself for what I'd done. And when that happened, my depression just went. It was absolutely awesome. Because I can remember it so clearly. And I always think of The Lord of the Rings. I don't know who's seen The Lord of the Rings. But you've got... there's this scene where you've got the... what's his name? King Theoden. And he's under this curse. He's like sort of... He's just not himself because he's under this curse. And he's sat there. And he's being totally controlled by this worm tongue or this Saruman. And he just can't live. And then the wizard comes and just sets him free. And when he wakes up, he just realizes that you know, my son's dead and all of these things have been happening. And I just realized how much I'd been horrible to Sharon, my wife, you know, and how I hadn't been there for her. And you know, I sit there and, like, we started going through watching kids' videos, like, of our kids, and you'd see Sharon smiling and the kids laughing and that, but she was in mega pain, but she couldn't cry because as soon as she started crying, like, I wasn't there for her, and she would bring me down, and I was on like tablets, like three of these things that tried to put me in a happy land, but didn't work, and since I you know. And then I came off the things just like that, which was absolutely awesome. I still have a tendency to get like anxiety and feel down, but there was this particular sort of pit that I was just in for 10 years. And could I bless the Lord? No way. But it was me forgiving myself and forgiving God. That's my thing of forgiveness.